Back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Samach Tet Amud Aleph, right near the top of the Amud, and several questions that sort of spin off of the previous discussion. By Rav Chananya, Hutziu Bar Et Yado Ba'azara. So let's say you have a Behemat Kodshim that's pregnant, and the Ubar put its hand out while in the Azara. Now remember that for Kodshim, the Azara is the Mechitza, and that's a key word that we used in the previous discussion. So should we say that since the Azara wall is a mechitza for Kodshim, it also becomes the mechitza, so an extended mechitza for the Ubar. Perhaps for an Ubar, this is not a mechitza. Mechitza to Ubar, imohi. The mechitza for an Ubar is the mother's womb. Why are you asking about Kochi Kochim in the Azara? Just extend the same question about Kochi Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim. So would you say Kochim Kalim Yerushalayim, my tam alokim bailach? Why didn't you ask that question? Because it's obvious to you that Mechitzat Ubar Imohu. We're not going to say the Mechitzat of Ubar is the walls of a city. So the Mechitzat of the Ubar is its mother. Hachana Mechitzat Ubar Imohu. So the same thing applies to Kochi Kochim, and the idea that the wall of the Azara is a mechitza for the Ubar of the Kochi Kochim doesn't make sense. Okay, it's next. By Ilfa. Ilfa asked, Hutsi Ubar et Yado ben Siman l'Siman. So again, we have a Behemam Mekasha, the animal is about to give birth, and so you do the Shechita, but after Shechting one Siman, the limb came out. Mahu. So the question is, now what's the status of that limb vis-a-vis nevela? Mi mitztarif siman rishon l'siman sheni l'taharei midei nevela. Do we say that the shechita of the two simanim together will make this limb no longer a nevela and not have no tumah? Certainly asur b'achila olo, or perhaps not. So Amarava kal v'chomer. Rava says it certainly will, because kal v'chomer. Im ho'i lo siman rishon l'siman sheni l'hatiro b'achila. Think about this. When the animal was fully inside and you did shechita, the second siman adds to the first siman to make it mutar ba'achila. So lo yo'ilo l'tarei midei nevela. Certainly the second siman can be starif to the first to make it not a nevela. And the last question in this small series is by Rabbi Yirmiya, mahu lachush lizaro. Interesting question about the animal who put its hand out, retracted it, and then there was shechita, and we've following Rav here says that the limb is asur. What happens if that animal then is born and has children? Are we concerned with the status of the children vis-a-vis their heter b'shchita? Hechidami, so what's the case? If you say that this ben pekua that had the limb go out went and had relations with a normal animal, why do you need to pick a case where the limb went out? A regular ben pekua, meaning one that never went out, that the mother was shechted, the animal was born never needing shechita and never being able to have shechita, and then had relations with another animal and they had a child. What's the status of that? If we say that the father's zera has a status issue in the context of animals, so ben pekua baal behemah malaita vladein lo takana. If you have a regular ben pekua who has relations with a regular animal, the offspring can't be shechted because of the ben pekua's unshechitable role and presence in that animal. So lo tzricha da'azal a ben pekua dechavate. So we're talking about a case where the animal put out its limb and then went and had after it was born, went and had relations with another ben pekua with the same thing. So my, aver molid aver, v'chatich le'vashari, do we say that it's the limb that gives birth to the limb, which means this animal put out its right foreleg, and the other one, there was a female, put out its right foreleg, and then they're both born and they have relations. Do we say that the young, right foreleg, the right foreleg of the young, is essentially directly the right foreleg of the parents, and therefore, v'chatich le'vashari, you could cut that off and eat the rest of the animal. O Dilma mi bal bel zare. Or do we say that all of the genetics are mixed up together? Hadamar pshita de bal bel zare. And after asking the question, he said, it's clear that it's all mixed up together, because otherwise, the imkain, suma yoled suma, bikitea yoled kitea. It would certainly be the case that if we were to say that each limb gives birth to its limb in the young, then a blind person would give birth to a blind person, right? And an amputee to an amputee. It's clear that all of the genetics get mixed up together. So that's not a question. Here's what the question is. Think about a regular animal. A regular animal also has chelev and dam in it. Visharye, and you're allowed to eat it, which means a male animal and a female animal had relations. There's chelev and dam mixed in together. And nonetheless, we're allowed to eat the non-chelev and dam of the offspring. Achanami lo shna, so it should be the same thing with the ben pekua who had a limb go out. Perhaps we only say that when we're knocking out two isurim, but not three, which is chelev dam and yotze. So uleman, wait a second, let's see. Is there any authority who would actually count this as three? Either Rabbi Meir, isur chelev dam ika, isur yotze leika. Rabbi Meir happens to disagree with the whole premise of our parak and say that a ben pekua needs shechita, which means that this whole thing of yotze is just an irrelevant discussion. According to Rabbi Meir, when you shech the mother and then you find the young inside, the young needs shechita too. And so there is no Isra Yotze here, right? Ila Rabbi Yehuda, Isra Yotze, because Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to our Mishnah, but Isra Chaylev Adam Leika, he says there is no Isra Chaylev Adam in a Ben Pekua. Ditnan, meaning Ditnan. Gidan Hashem Oheg B'Shalil. Gidan Hashem, the Mishnah says, applies even to the embryo. B'Chelbo Asur, Divir Rameir. Rameir says, and the Chaylev is Asur. In other words, Rameir regards the Ubar as being a regular animal. Does not apply the mechalbo mutar. You could eat the chelav of that thing, which means that neither one of them says there's three surim here. Ela kol mikoach lo amrinan deshari. We never say that something that baz mikoach, meaning that it's coming as a result of this isur, that then that isur transfers. All right. So what's the real question? Mahu ligmoa et chalavo. Can you eat the chalav of this ben pekua? Chalav da'alma lo kir minachai da'ami v'shari. After regular milk is like ever minachai, and yet it's mutar. Hainami lo shna, odomahatam idei takanta li isurei v'shchita. But the difference is with a regular cow, the cow could be fixed with shchita. And so therefore, that's perhaps the reason why that ever minachai isur doesn't play a role in chalav. But here with the ben pekua, there is no way to fix it with shechita, and maybe the chalav is asur, and that's left with teku. We're going to look at the second half of the Mishnah, which is that if you cut out part of the ubar and leave it inside, then when you shech the mother, that part is mutar and is not considered ever min achai. Menalan, tichtiv v'chol behema mefresa parsa v'shet b'behema. And look at the pasuk on the page, pasuk number one, behema, bivhema, are not next to each other, but that's where we're reading it. The rabot tavlad, meaning an animal that's within an animal, is included also. So elama'ata yamirubo, that if that's the case, that an ubar is an independent animal, like a live animal, and independent of the mother, then you should be able to do tmura using that animal. Meaning if you have a korban, you say, I want to switch it for that, even switching it for an ubar should work. Alama tanan, the Mishnah at the beginning of tmura, perakal Mishnah gimel, en mirin lo evarin ubarin v'lo ubarin be'evarin v'lo evarin v'ubarin b'shlamin v'lo shlamin bahen. Meaning evarin and ubarin cannot be used for tmura. Ela amar, so that can't be the reason. Ela amar kra, in the pasuk itself, it says, v'chol behema, mafresa parmasav. What's v'chol? The rabot at the vlad, even the vlad, which we are now recognizing as a vlad, not as an independent animal, is included as being mutar as long as it's mafresa parsa, etc. Now, yachi, afilu chotech minatchol minakoyot nami. So if that's the case, even if you cut a piece of the liver or the spleen, or the kidneys or the spleen, it should also work. You should be able to eat them after you kill the animal. The Mishnah says you can't. So, meaning only parts that are part of the animal when you kill it, not something that's been cut off before. So if that's the case, if you shecht an animal and found something inside of it, looked like a bird, Tishteri, it should be mutter. Alama Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hashochet Abay Mount Zavad Dmut Yona Asur Bachila. He said that that's Asur. The answer is Baina Prasot. In other words, you found this ubar inside that was shaped weird. You can't eat it. Why? Because it says Bechol Beimah Professor Parsa Separ Prasot, which means it has to have feet. Voleka.
So Alamiata Kalut Me Para Litzar. If that's the case, then if it only has a single hoof and it's not split, it should be Asur if you find it in there. So Hatan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. We even have a Tan Rabbi Shmuel who supports Rabbi Shimon, who says it's Asur. Parsa Mehima Tochelu, meaning Rav Shim Bara. So the answer is that it's only if it's that Parsa Mehima Tochelu. Right? So now Rav Shim Barashi Amar Li Olam Kidikan Rikar. Let's go back to Behima Bivema. Kashalach Enomir, and you were bothered by the fact that you can't do Tmura on that. Hamani Rabbi Shimoni. The author of the Mishnah in Tmura is Rabbi Shimon to Makish Tmura Lamaser. He himself compares Tmura to Maser Behima. Ma Maser Noheg Beivarim Vu Barim. Just like Maser Behima does not apply to embryos, doesn't apply to parts. Meaning, an animal inside can be considered a full animal. But for Tmura, just like for Maser, it doesn't count as independent. How do we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah, at the same Mishnah in Tmura, Amar Biyosi, Valob Muktashim, Amar Raglashu, Zu Ola, Kula Ola. This is a concept known as Pishut. That if you say, I'm going to sanctify the leg of this animal as an Ola, the whole thing becomes an Ola. So the same thing, if you say this leg is in place of that animal, the whole thing should become a tmura. Meaning a verim should work. Now Laman Kamahadule, who is Rabbi Yossi talking to when he makes this argument? Eating member Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, there's four in this foursome here. Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi speaking. Who's he speaking to? Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda? Meet Luhai Sfora. They don't accept the principle that even the Pishut works. In other words, he's starting with a premise, say, you agree with me about Pishut, extend it to Tmura. They don't accept the premise. He can't be talking to them. Whatever you give to God is Kodesh. Mimenu Kodesh, v'lo kulo Kodesh. Meaning only the part you sanctify is Kodesh and not the whole thing. Yachol tetzei l'chulin. So I might think the animal's chulin. Tamad lomar yihye. Meaning, the limb maintains its status as sanctified. Hakitzad, what do you do? You have to sell the animal to people who need an ola, and the money is chulin, except for the value of that leg that was kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda do not accept pishut, therefore he can't be talking to them. Rabbi Yosef, Shimon Omrei, Minayim lo mer aglash zu ola, te kula ola. How do I know that the whole thing is an ola in that case? So they say the whole thing is. So Rabbi Yossi is giving an argument. He must be talking to his colleague Rabbi Shimon. He says, you agree if you have a pishut, extend it to Tmura. And therefore Rabbi Shimon must have rejected the argument and therefore been the author in Tmura Aleph Gimel. So Laman, either Rabbi Yehuda Amid Lo Hasfar, El Olav Rabbi Shimon. The answer is no. Rabbi Yossi Tamad Denav Sheikamar. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is only presenting his own reasoning. He said, I argue that Pishut works, therefore Tmura should also work, and therefore he's not necessarily responding to Rabbi Shimon, which means we now can go back and say Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda are the authors of the Mishnah in Tmura Aleph Gimel, and that may indeed be why they say what they do, because they say they very don't count, but nonetheless in our case we may say that the animal is an independent animal per Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah and the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.